This evening, we begin an interesting sort of ceremony in which we formally begin to petition God for forgiveness. This evening marks what? Slichot, exactly. And slichot, if you would like to translate it loosely, means apologies. Tonight is the night in which we stand before God, reveal our souls, and begin to ask for mercy. And so I thought I would take a few moments to explain a few of the themes of Slichot. First of all, beginning at night. It turns out that many communities begin Slichot during the entire month of Elul. However, the prevailing custom is to begin 4 to 6 days before Rosh Hashanah. And then we are told that God listens to the pleas and cries of our people when they begin at night. And this is what we do this evening. In the darkest of hours, we begin our cries. Because at night, this is the time when we feel most vulnerable. It's the time where we might feel fear and we need God by our side. It's the time in which we hope that God is watching. And so most communities begin at 10 or 11 or even midnight, hoping that God is near. And while this custom might make sense, many of the commentators discuss the liturgy of Slichot. You see, right at the beginning of the night, we say out loud, "Dear God, pardon me, because I have so many sins." Listen to that statement. God, you should forgive me because I have made so many mistakes this year. And the commentators say it should be just the opposite. It makes sense. If you have one little sin, one mistake, that makes sense crying out to God, saying, God, please forgive my one little sin this year. Not my litany of sins. That doesn't seem to make sense. I did a horrible job this year, God, so now pay attention to me. Rather, what the Magid of Dubner says is that you cannot look at it in this particular way. Rather, he gives us an analogy to shape our lives. He says that each one of us should approach God like someone in debt and look at God as the creditor and say to God, tonight, God, I am penniless. And because I stand before you with nothing, please, please pay attention. Please grant me mercy on this evening. Yes, our sins may be many, but tonight is the night in the darkest of shadows in which we hope that God is that creditor and grants us forgiveness. I also like to think that tonight we allow ourselves to be the creditor as well. We know that our sins are many, that we've made multiple mistakes this year. But if we are willing to reveal and expose our souls, perhaps we'll have the chance to grant self-forgiveness as well. This evening, our program begins with an incredible documentary, 100 Voices, Our Journey Home. We'll have a chance to see the documentary in which both of our cantors are featured. Afterwards, the cantors will engage in a Q&A and in a dialogue. Immediately following, the documentary begins at 7:30. 7:15 is Havdalah and Mariv. After the film, we'll begin our formal recitation of our pleas. I hope that I'll see you this evening. I know that we'll sit and we'll stand in the shadows of the night. But community is formed when we're willing to reveal our hearts together, when we're willing to stand before God and say out loud, I have made mistakes. They are many. But dear God, I hope you are listening. Shabbat Shalom.